What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
If you should die tomorrow, where would your assets go, or who would your assets go to? Wouldn't you want the possessions that you have toiled and labored to acquire during your lifetime be given to the persons or organizations you hold near and dear to you? We'll tell you all about preparing a will on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuey James-Sawyers. A will is a written expression of a person's intention about the distribution of their assets upon death, governed by the Wills Act. It is an effective and legal document that ensures that your assets, such as houses, cars, stocks, bonds, or treasured items, like a painting or a trophy, are transferred upon death in the way you prefer. Apart from physical assets, you will also need to specify things such as the appointment of guardianship over your children if they are minors. There are, however, several conditions that have to be met for a will to be legally binding. The will should be written, which includes it being typed, and you must be at least 18 years old.
You must be of sound mind and not acting under the influence or coercion of anyone else. One of the most important things in relation to a will is that it must be signed by you, unless you're too ill or frail, and then the law allows someone else in your presence and on your instruction to do so.
Tutor Norman Manny, Law School Legal Aid Clinic, Indira Prasad. For a will to be valid, it must be signed or acknowledged by the person making the will, referred to legally as a testator, in the presence of two witnesses. The two witnesses must each sign in the presence of the testator, but not necessarily in the presence of each other. The witnesses must be able to sign their names, and their names and addresses should be legible. For individuals to benefit under a will, neither they nor their spouses or beneficiaries should sign as witnesses.
The signature must be at the end of the will, as everything underneath your signature will be invalid. And what is also allowed is that you can use a thumbprint if you can't sign, or they could just sign by their initials. If you're using a thumbprint or your initial, then it should be witnessed.
There has been an amendment to the Administrator General's Act that stipulates that if a beneficiary is one of the witnesses, an application can be made to the court 6 months after the will has been probated for them to be eligible for any benefits.
Once it can be proved that there was no fraud, no duress, or anything untoward had happened, you need to be able to get that benefit.
Final year student at the Norman Manley Law School, Sherry Lewis. The will should name the person who is responsible for distributing the assets of the deceased according to the instructions contained in the document and is the only person or institution authorized to apply to the court for probate of the will. This person is known as the executor.
Usually we request that two executors are named. Now, when you're choosing someone to be your executor, you have to choose wisely, someone that you trust very much, who is going to work with some kind of prudence to apply to the court to pay your debts, to sort out your funeral expenses and so on. Who we also recommend should be someone who's younger than you are, so that hopefully they will outlive you.
Tutor Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, Indira Prasad. Lawyers can also be consulted for guidance.
We would recommend if someone has, you know, a lot of assets, that they consult with an attorney at law, or they can come to the Legal Aid Clinic, where we represent members of our society who cannot afford a lawyer in the ordinary sense of the word. The Norman Manley Law School, we have a Legal Aid Clinic, and we'll be happy to give advice.
Will forms are also available at several places, including pharmacies and the Administrator General's Department.
It's also a standard form will, a will form, which is sold in most stationery stores that someone can take to a JP. Usually the JPs are quite au fait with the making of a will.
That's where we have to end for today. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You Add the Law. I'm Anjuey James-Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.